The annual Las Artistas Art and Fine Craft Show is happening this weekend at the Epic Rail Yard Event Center on 2201 East Mills Avenue in downtown El Paso. The show runs until 5 p.m. today and from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. Valet parking is free. Las Artistas is a perfect way to kick off the holiday shopping season. It gives us the opportunity to learn the story behind the art by talking directly to the artists and art students to learn about their techniques and inspiration. Here with us today are John Ruman, Jorge Calleja, and Dina Edens. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So, Jorge, I'm going to start with you because you've got the details on how we get to Las Artistas, which is really important to us.
All right. So if you're an artist, unfortunately, the application closes pretty early in the year. But if you are someone that wants to go to the show, look at the art and potentially buy some gifts for yourself or for people that you care about, come on and join us at the Epic Rail Yard Center, where we're having a fantastic show. We have more than 90 artists from the El Paso and New Mexico area, and also from all over the country.
We have two artists with us today. John, our audience can't see you, but will you tell us about your art and your age and how you got to be an artist?
Well, I'm 10 years old, and I wanted to do art because my mom did it and my grandma did it, so I thought I would continue it.
And your mom and your grandmother are both jewelry makers, is that correct?
Yes.
And is that what you're doing?
Yes.
What would you say about their art inspired you to become an artist?
It was very interesting, and I thought I would try to do it.
And it's worked out for you, huh?
Yes.
So will you tell us about the pieces that you're going to be selling there? I hear your pieces sell fast, too, because something about a cool 10-year-old boy hanging out with his mother and his grandmother, that kind of works for you. But what does your art look like if you had to describe it to someone that hasn't seen it?
I do enameling, dome enameling, and I also do flower enameling, and I also do soldering and earrings. And necklace and pendants.
Very cool.
And bracelets.
Now, Dina, what kind of artist are you?
I am a ceramic artist and also a metalsmith. I like to talk about myself as an artist in general because I am creative in many ways. I also do photography and printmaking and painting, but my major is ceramics and my minor is metalsmithing.
But it sounds like you're a doer. I mean,
yes.
If there's something there, you're going to make something out of it.
Yes, I'm always making something. It doesn't matter what materials I have to be making something.
Has it always been that way?
It's always been that way, yeah, since I was little. I grew up in Ciudad Juarez, and I went to private school, so you don't really get the fine arts part of school.
Right.
So I was always creative, and you know, it didn't matter what materials I had. I always did something creative.
Were you like John in that you were raised around creatives?
I was raised around painters, yes. My grandmother and my great-grandmother were painters on opposite sides of my family.
Really?
Which was really great, yes. So yes, I did grow around art and also around music. My dad is a drummer, so there was always art around my life.
So when you decided to be an artist, was your family generally supportive, or were they still like, oh my gosh, what are we gonna do? Because that's generally the reaction.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. Because although both my grandmother and great-grandmother were painters, it was something more of a hobby, and nobody in my family had attempted to do it professionally. So they were a little bit concerned at first. I started in engineering, you know, for their sake, but then I just couldn't get away from it. And once I took a drawing class, I changed my major, and I've been happy ever since.
But something about those engineering principles that definitely applied to art, no?
Oh, definitely, yes, definitely, yes. It did help me a lot, yes.
So at Las Artistas, what work will you be presenting?
I will be presenting ceramics work and porcelain and cone tencelodons, and we have like several ranges. We have mid-fire, high-fire.
Tell us more, because you're talking to code. Us lay people.
I know,
yes.
High fire and mid fire, that just means what temperature the clay is fired to.
Okay.
And the different glazes that you can apply to them. But mainly we're having a functional class right now, and all the class is extremely excited, and we're making things like bowls and cups and ewers and yunomis, which are little cups for like tea or sake or things like that.
Yes.
Wonderful plates, pitchers, you know, all kinds of stuff. But we're super excited.
So Las Artistas is one of the most popular shopping events in town for anybody that's looking for handmade arts and crafts. And you have to produce a lot of work.
We do have to produce a lot of work.
Right?
It is a lot of pressure. And something that people don't know about artists and ceramic artists is that not everything that you make makes it through the fire.
Right.
So we are big producers, and you always, like, if you want one, you need to make at least three or four to get that one good one. Quality control is tough. And, yeah, we're always trying to have, you know, really good craftsmanship and thought behind it. There's a lot of things that go behind just, like, a simple cup. There's design, decisions on glazes, if it's heavy or if it's not. You know, there's a lot of things that are involved. And one of the most wonderful things that I think that we offer to Las Artistas is that everything is handmade and really, really cared for with a lot of love and effort. And that's something that you don't really have nowadays. Everything is mass-produced. Everything, you know, it's mold-made and, you know, things like that. So I think that that makes it that much, you know, precious to give a gift that is made with such love.
No, it absolutely does. And as somebody who's looking for a gift, you know, for your loved ones, you do want to find things that are one of a kind.
Yes,
and
yes.
Las Artistas is that perfect thing. So, Jorge, you mentioned that for artists, it's too late to become a part of the show. But let's say you're an artist and you want to sell your wares. How do you go through the process? Because it is a juried show.
Correct. We usually have a call for artists, and we have it all online. So it doesn't matter if you're here in El Paso or anywhere in the United States, you can apply. All the information is in lasartistas.org. Once you click on it, you can register, and it'll walk you through the process. You mainly need about 5 pictures of your work and how you plan on selling your work, a little bit of descriptions, prices, materials, everything that involves about your work and about yourself as well. This process might be a little bit intimidating for emerging artists.
Mm-hmm.
However, we do have that classification. If you haven't showed before, you can apply for the emergent artist booths, which the process is very similar, but we're not as stringent as we are with the regular juried artist. We give a little bit of
a little leeway.
Yeah, and the booth fees are not as high. What this allows is to give a little bit of confidence to emerging artists to get themselves out there to start getting to know the process of how to apply to these events, not only here in El Paso, but in, you know, anywhere in the United States. And once you're able to do that, we push you to a bigger audience.
Grow into it, right?
You grow into the Las Artistas family.
And I'll tell you from experience, that emerging artist area is always one of the most exciting because there's a lot of experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
There's smaller quantities, more limited quantities, yeah. And everything just seems, I mean, yeah, you're talking to people that are just getting started, you know, and maybe haven't figured out how to streamline that mass production. So instead, you get these really neat kind of, you know, not to say that mass-produced pieces aren't as great, but something about learning with them and helping them to. You get a more grateful thank you when you buy something from an emerging artist. And that alone, I think, is worth it. Are you coming in as an emerging artist, Dina? Are you in with the students? Are you in by yourself?
I'm with both the ceramics studio and the metal smithing studio.
Oh, so you're in that two of the most fun booths.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And this year we're joining forces, and students and our professors, which they are wonderful. Thank you so much to Jess Tolbert and Vincent Burke. They have been working so hard to make this booth exciting and just, you know, fresh and new. And we're working on an amazing display. Everybody should visit us because this display is just like out of this world. It's going to be a great experience.
Really?
Yes.
I'm excited. Really nice. Yeah. That's always the first place I go, straight to UTEP.
A lot of people go straight to the UTEP booth.
Yeah, you start there and then you
and
can
then
move
And then you go
on.
All over. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, John, what's your favorite part of being a part of Las Artistas?
That I get to show new people what I can do.
Yeah, and it's pretty impressive that, you know, you're already playing with soldering guns and making stuff for people.
Yes.
Is there a torch that you like to use?
Yeah.
Have you had any accidents with it, or are you from seeing your mom and your grandmother use it?
I haven't had any accidents.
Really? Impressive. Right. Well, where's your booth at Las Artistas? Do you know?
We're going to have a special area for him. He's part of what we are calling the next generation of Las Artistas.
There it is.
So Las Artistas has become kind of like a circle because he is the grandson of Margie Melvi, that she is one of the founding members of Las Artistas. So we have this new element, and then we have the students that are currently working on new pieces. So these artists and students, they become part of Las Artistas once they get out, and this circle just feeds itself. So we're pretty excited to have John and Dina as part of the students, because that's the way our little community grows, by
Absolutely.
Having artists invest in their own community.
Absolutely. And most of us are repeat offenders, so we're there every year, and
we're
watching you guys grow. Today, my guests have been John Ruman, Jorge Calleja, and Dina Edens. They are all at Las Artistas, going on today till 5 o'clock. And if you can't make it today, stop by tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. It's at the Epic Rail Yard Event Center, located at 2201 East Mills Avenue in downtown El Paso. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much, and come on down.